Hello, this is Pawari. It is, what date is it? 19th of December. It's Sunday and this is my audio boo. Well, it sounds like a lot of our audio boo community had a really rough day yesterday with the snow. Heart really goes out to RTUK and Floyd UK, who had the dilemma of having to take their baby boy to the hospital due to high temperatures. I'm so glad he's better now. I was hanging on to Twitter, waiting for news updates, and I'm really glad that he wasn't admitted into hospital. That must have been very scary for both of you. And also to Perry Gascoigne, who got stuck for even longer than we did, about 9 hours, I believe, on the M3 and M25, trying to get home. Yes, it wasn't a good day yesterday, was it? For our part, we set out at 10 o'clock in the morning. Our plan was we were going to London to see family and friends, but the children staying over with their grandparents, and we were popping down to Croydon to have drink with friends. And it had snowed in the night. It wasn't a great deal of snow. We've seen worse. It wasn't snowing that morning. Accra checked the road conditions on the main routes we were going, and they all seemed clear and fine. And our general assumption was that once we got on the motorways, it'd be clear, you know, they're gritted, it wouldn't be a problem. So we took it very carefully on the roads leading up to the motorway, very, very slowly. Skidded around a few roundabouts, but controlled skid, because Apple tends to know what he's doing in snowy conditions. Reached the motorway, and it was clear since we got on that it wasn't as well gritted, or not even sure if it was gritted at all, actually, when we got on there. But traffic was moving slowly, and very slowly, and that was fine as long as we kept going. It didn't look too bad. It was once we got past Junction 5, I believe, which is the Droitwich exit. After we got past that point, which was kind of our no return point, it got a lot worse. There was obviously delays, presumably an accident up ahead. Several ambulances and things went past. But it wasn't until we got past that accident and realised that there were still incidents up ahead, and I got to the point where I phoned up Accra's parents and said, look, I don't think we're going to make it. I think we're going to turn around. I'm really, really sorry. And even then we didn't really have an idea of how bad it was, just that it wasn't going to be a comfortable journey, that there were going to be accidents and long delays, and it didn't seem a good idea. After that point, we tried to turn around, but the next junction we came across was the 4A, which was the M42 to London, which wouldn't have been an ideal place to turn around, but it was the first junction off. And at that point, we were already struggling to keep going. But they closed the junction. We couldn't get off. Carried on past that. They were gritting. There were gritting gritters and snow ploughs at that junction. But we carried on, passed several jackknife lorries, and then it was getting a lot more scary. And then there were signs saying that junction 4 was closed as well. And this is the point where we got quite panicky. Well, I did. It was getting harder and harder. Every time we stopped, it was getting struggle to get going. The car was overheating, we were skidding, we couldn't get any traction. And it got to the point where we got completely stuck, and we thought the car was going to break down. And a lovely Argos delivery driver got out of his warm cab. He'd abandoned, pretty much pulled over and stopped. He got out, and I had to get in the car and try and drive it I've never been even behind the wheel of that car. I had to try and drive it and get traction while Accra and the delivery driver tried to push us out, and we did manage to get going again. That was the point where I really thought we were not going to get out of this, that we were going to end up being stuck in the car overnight or having to walk and abandon the car. The position we were on the motorway, in terms of working out where you would walk to, was a nightmare, especially with two small children in the car. It was very scary indeed. It didn't seem to be... The snow was falling fast. It didn't seem to be any way we were not going to get stranded. Hang on, I'll start a second booth.